Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you're on social media platforms, friends, I want to show you what it looked like here in New York City on Easter 1956. All the buildings were lit up with a crucifix. Isn't that interesting? How far America has fallen. How far America has fallen. You know, I like to say this because we talk much about the founding, not only the founding era, but the foundations in which our forefathers established. And what's interesting to note about all that, friends, is when you begin to look at that and you look at where we're at today, you have to come to the conclusion that our forefathers that established the government that we have over 247 years, I believe we're roundabouts that time era right now, 247 years ago, it's interesting that they didn't fail the American people. The American people have failed that system of government. And I'm talking about those that are hearers only and not doers of the word who are deceiving themselves. I'm not talking about the doers of the word. I'm talking about those that hear and do absolutely nothing by adding strength to tyranny by their doing nothings. Again, put that up against James 2:14 through 26. 2:14 through 26. But look at this. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is New York. Easter of 1956, New York, speaking of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We'll get to more of this tomorrow, but I just wanted to highlight this. I've seen this before, but someone just threw it out there, so I thought I'd share it with everybody. Again, just to show you why it is necessary for us to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or, by the way, subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we do our own due diligence as we continuously follow the Christ, John 14:6, period. Now, I want to tell you, and just put a little salt on your tongue concerning about what we're going to be talking about here. President Thomas Jefferson said to consider that the judges who are there to discover God's law and apply God's law as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences, speaking of the judges, of all constitutional questions. He said it's a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. You know what that means? That means we're where few rule over many. Is that where we're at today? Sad to say, that's where people are led to believe that they should go. The Supreme Court is not the final arbiter, friends. Again, they are to sit during good behavior, read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution, and if they violate that, sitting during good behavior on the bench, you are to impeach them as well. That applies to everybody, folks. The law in this land under God is Article 6, Section 2, and it's called the Supremacy Clause. One more. Quote from Andrew Jackson, President, 7th President of the United States of America. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. They are not my ruler. Folks, have you taken the time to see who these individuals are? Have you seen the fruit that these corrupt individuals, these 9 unelected bureaucrats, have brought forth? It's not to the glory of Christ, folks. They mean to glorify their father, the devil. There's no truth in these people. And that is not far stretched. Again, we know them by what they produce. Matthew 7:16, right, Christians? 86% of you. We're going to be getting to this in just a couple minutes because I want to show you how far gone these people are. And folks, they need to be lawfully removed. I know, Bradley, you say that about everybody. Well, listen, if they commit a crime, absolutely. Why wouldn't you? I mean, do we want to sit here and have a conversation about what they're going to do to us next week or how they're going to set the narrative and turn the nation backwards further than what it already is? Next month? Or are we going to stand up and be the law and hold them accountable for the laws that they promised that they would swear to uphold? Well, we see they're not doing that. So when people put the question to me, let me ask you, let me put the question to you, why is it that some people in this country seem to do nothing but complain about what they tolerate? You're a part of the problem. You're a part of the problem. We want resolve here. Justice guards our liberty, friends, and justice is not what we're getting in this country on so many different levels. You've probably heard this before. The first casualty in every war is the truth. Right. Who's creating domestic insurrection, friends? More than your said representatives working hand in glove with corrupt politicians and the mainstream media. Nobody is. Nobody is, folks. That's why we have to deal with the issues at hand. I want to give you a quote here, because really what it comes down to, and you can read Daniel 3 in light of what I'm about to, ready to share with you, but when you do not bow to the tyrants of the earth, then and only then will the people of the earth see the God that you serve. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, okay? See, because an oppressive government cannot survive an educated people. They dissipate in the winds of their judgment, friends. And it's for us to do that. It is for us to do that. This is live radio. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. What do we see the Supreme Court doing today? Well, we've heard from President Calvin Coolidge that war is the rule of force. Why? Because of their unjust decrees. See, but peace, the rule of law, peace is the reign of law. And when the law is pulled away and they begin to, well, legislate from the bench and play the activist from the bench, what's going to happen? You're creating war. And then what do? Once they're discovered, they rule by force. That's where we're at. Okay, so we're going to get to that in just a little bit here because there's much to talk about. Because the bottom line, friends, is this to me, and it should be to you, and you can bring again this over to Jeremiah 6:16. We must adjust to, yes, the changing times. There's no doubt about it. But we're still supposed to hold to the unchanging principles that the Lord has bestowed upon us. We can have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, friends. And the principles that have been planted by our forefathers under heaven are still there. We are to hold to Him, and furthermore, Scripture tells us not to be taken with those that are given to change. We're not to be taken with those that are given to change. We are commanded by God to hold to the law and to the prophets. Amen? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, it's Friday, right? It's Friday. We're in heavy times. Someone just wrote on social media platforms, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Well, what's happening is the heavens are falling in judgment upon a disobedient people, Amos 4, right? And we cover this all the time, and because these judgments are bringing people to make the decision if they're going to correct themselves and repent, Matthew 3:2, or if they're going to continuously turn away to their own demise. That's what the judgments of the Lord do. That's what his chastisements do first before judgments. But we see the judgments are upon us now. It's because of what we tolerate, okay? And if we're born of the Spirit of God, I can tell you right now, we are going to be zealous against what's going on. We're not going to succumb to what's going on. We're going to stand up for what's going on. Going on and concerning the issues of the day. And that's what we promote here continuously is righteousness in Jesus Christ. Now, with that said, if I was a natural man and I was not born of the Holy Ghost, I got to tell you this. Jesus is the healer. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Malachi 3:6. And when I think of Acts 10:38, where the word says that the Lord God, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I mean, that the blind eyes might be opened, that the deaf ears might be opened, that the lame may walk, the withered limbs might be grown back, the dead are raised. The list goes on. That's all promised to the church, by the way. He hasn't changed his mind on these issues, okay? He still does the same things that he's always done since the beginning of time in Christ Jesus. But I'm going to say this just for the purpose of saying, you know what? This kind of stuff makes my day. And I'll tell you this, what I'm about ready to show you, I hope it makes your day. It's Friday, okay? And there's nothing wrong with, you know what, maybe I should say something here, with giving people the good news. Did you know that when we first started SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, I told Tim, this is about 7-8 years ago, maybe even longer than that, I told him, I said, I want something out there positive every week. And I'm talking about the fruit of the Christians. I want them to see the victories. And we used to do it every day where we would post something and people didn't care about it. The Christians did, the real ones did, because they were elated when they seen that. For the most part, people didn't want the good news. They just wanted to hear about how bad things were. They just wanted to hear like the Epicureans and the Stoics in the book of Acts that just wanted to hear something new. So they could ponder, so they'd have something to talk about, so they could have something to gossip about. Well, I'm one of those guys where I like to be encouraged in seeing victories. And I know that we're getting victories all day long across the country. But when it comes to people on an individual basis, I love to see what I'm about ready to show you. And what it is, folks, it puts a huge smile on my face. My heart's elated because I know that this is the work of God through natural men and guiding them to bring about resolve concerning some of their issues. Now, if the Lord needs to use good doctors to bring about resolve, then praise God. Bring it on. And this is just such one case. If I had a job and I could do what I'm about ready to show you, friends, this is what I would do all day long. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I want you to see it because I seen this yesterday and I said, you know what? I wanted to tell everybody that if I had a job that I could apply for as a natural man and I was in the medical industry, this is what I would definitely want to do. Check this out. She's a lady that's deaf.
Hear me talking? How about right there?
This is the first time she's ever heard.
Yeah.
Look at her sweet little face. I can feel this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear myself too. Right. So does my voice sound real squeaky?
Yeah.
She's never heard a day in her life until right now.
What I was telling James was that your right ear has had no hearing. Now I'm giving you hearing like this. Almost like normal hearing. So that's why it's going to take some time for your brain to understand what your ear is hearing, you know? So it may sound loud, but by Monday when I see you again, we're going to do that same thing. You hear the beep and you raise your hand. It'll be different.
Okay.
So
I'm showing a video right now on social media platforms of a woman, a man's wife, hearing for the very first time.
So does
and she is
like,
just a sweet little thing sitting there.
Does it sound like I'm shouting?
Hearing for the first time. She's got a smile on her face. She's about ready to break here.
I'm going to have you just listen to me for a few minutes while I talk about this.
It's also a reminder, friends, to be thankful for what we have, right? All the way around.
You need to control the loudness.
But I am so happy for the result here.
I don't want it so soft, though, that you can't hear anything, because that defeats the purpose of having this, you know. But I don't want it so loud that, you know, you're like that. But remember, like, do you have pets?
Almost over.
Okay. A dog? Cat?
Dog.
The husband's filming this.
You know, if the dog is a barky dog, okay, good. Then it's going to sound different.
Well, this is happening all day, social media platform friends.
Now, James, you say something.
How's my voice sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's my voice sound?
Loud.
First time she's ever heard her
different
husband.
Mine?
Different.
Look at her face, folks. What a sweet.
The raven.
Yeah. Folks, it teaches you to be thankful. You have your hearing. Gosh. You have your vision. You can walk. You know, oftentimes you see the most disabled that are the most joyous people in the world, and they're not complaining about anything. And it's the people that have everything that complain the most. I say this. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. And we bless your holy name. For you are who you declare to us that you are, and we know it to be true. We know in whom we believed, and that you have not changed, Lord. And we know it. You walk with us day and night. You protect us day and night. You provide for us day and night. You give us breath day and night. And the list goes on. You give us food. I mean, folks, I think of this often when I go into a grocery store. It's like, oh my gosh. We got so much to be thankful for. And yet we complain about what we don't have. And if we're thankful for it out of gratitude, we're going to make sure that it stands at the end of the day, aren't we? Absolutely. Folks, if I could do this all day long, I would. Every once in a while, me and my wife will, before we go to bed, we'll turn on these videos of the kind gestures of other people. And I just, you know, it's weird, but when you're in ministry, ministry is bittersweet. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You love people. But it's the people that reject the message that you love. Like when Jesus said in 1 John, and I'm talking about John 1, where he said, I came unto my own, he came unto his own, and his own received them not. I want to be thankful for all the things that we have. Anybody thirsty? Yep. You know, so during the break, I get to take a drink of water that's been supplied by my Creator. Right, and then when I'm hungry later, then I'm going to go out and I'm going to get some food that my Creator, my Father in heaven, Abba Father, bestowed upon us to give us provision. We need to be thankful for the little things, folks. Because when we're thankful for the little things, then we can thank Him for bigger things and greater things on the behalf of other people. And what it is doing, what it is that He is doing for other people. To me, that's life. And when the Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. If I could just give all day in so many different ways, in ways that I could even pick, I would be the happiest man in the world. And if, come to think about it, I probably am the happiest man in the world, regardless of the trials and the tribulations, which are only a confirmation that we're in Christ in the first place, right, Christians? That we bear the cross. But God forbid that we glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby I am crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me. And those that understand what I just said, we understand the power of God unto salvation. And that's where we want to be. We love His appearing, Scripture says. The Bible tells us in 1 John that as He is, so are we in this world. Amen. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. My goodness, folks, all power has been given unto the Son and to His children on in heaven and on earth. Oh my goodness, then He gives all of that to His church and says, now go out there and show them who I am. Give the answers to the world that the world needs, right? Isaiah 58, verse 12. That's Christianity. Christianity is called and commanded by God to deliver the answers to the world that the world needs. Not to complain about what we ain't got. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to hit it hard, and we're going to hit it fast. I got a lot of videos to play for you, and I want to get to it because it's pretty crazy what's going on, especially from the course right now. You were warned, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News update. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says early in his career he was asked fellow judges about gifts from personal friends and was told they need not be reported. But with the rules changing, Thomas says he will report such gifts in the future. The White House is liking the news that unemployment is down and job creation is up. The March jobless rate is 3.5%. The economy created 236,000 new jobs last month. President Biden says his economic agenda has powered a historic economic recovery. The price of gas is up again. AAA pegs the national average at $3.58 a gallon, up 17 cents from this time last week. A new survey finds just under half those asked approve of the charges filed against former President Trump in New York City. The Reuters Ipsos poll shows 49% believe it was the right decision. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. That just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get this hard, and we're going to hit it fast, and I want to play some videos here. Do you guys all remember this little effeminate abomination, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5? And I want to show you really quick because, again, you need to see what it is that they are promoting. And you're seeing the fascist state working together to push forth this agenda, what they call the transgender movement. There's no such thing. 0.05% of the American people declare that they are transgender. Again, there's no, there's absolutely no such thing. Read Genesis 5:2. God created them male and female. What they're doing is they're blaming God for the way that God created them. Not a good place to put yourself, friends. Who are they to point at the Lord and give counsel to Him, right? Well, that's what they're doing. And it shows you how perverse they are and reprobate that they are in mind. Reprobate meaning they're unable to actually discern. But if you look in Romans 1, where people always make reference to, starting in verse 24 to the end of the chapter, you can see that they willfully did it step by step. They have to feed these monsters, friends. They are not the victims of anything. Okay, they're the victims of the law. They're the victims of anything. They're transgressors of the law, 1 John 3:4. But I want to show you the new one, just to show you who's pushing this, and then I'll make some more points in just a couple minutes. Do you remember this guy from actually... Remember this little femme? Yeah, this is a boy. This is a man. Right? And of course, the ad's got a drop down on him right now, but right? This is a man. Okay. This is the new Bud Light partner. That's who this is. He's the new Bud Light partner. And again, it's a man that's dressed as a woman. So you see Bud Light jumping in on this. Oh, and for those that didn't know and are not paying attention right now, did you see this one? This is Jack Daniels now jumping on the bandwagon. It says, normie conservative men, I'm done with Bud Light. I'll just drink my Jack Daniels from now on like a real man. Okay. Now, I don't drink, just for the record, and the Bible tells us what strong drink is all about, but the point is look at the smack in the face that they're giving to their constituents, to their customer base. This is a man dressed as a woman, and this is what I continuously try to tell the people. Remember the 55 corporations that I warned you of, friends, concerning those that don't pay taxes and how government takes control over them? What they do is they extort them. So the 55 corporations that I'm highlighting even now, friends, they don't pay taxes. As long as they don't pay taxes, guess what the government's doing? They're coming in and saying you don't need to pay an income tax on your company. But what we will tell you is what we're going to do is when we need to call in a favor, you're going to have to perform that favor for us and help us demoralize this country in hopes of using the sodomite agenda, regardless of which way they want to go, and use them as a battering ram to upend the U.S. Constitution. Remember what John Adams said. Our Constitution is made for only a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And look what it is that they're promoting, friends. Look what it is that they're promoting. But I want to get back to this, friends, just to show the proof in the pudding when it comes to these corporations that are not paying their taxes. And I highlighted this probably about 2 weeks ago on the show, and it again just falls into perfect line as to how the government dictates them. Because if they don't, these corporations don't do what they're told to do when the government tells them to do it, guess what happens, friends? They're just going to come in and say, we're going to oust you and we're going to go back on you and require that you pay all the back taxes. 55 corporations pay no income tax on profits. This makes perfect sense as to how the illegal agendas are being pushed forth. And one of the things that I continuously reiterate as well is notice when the sodomites begin to push the agenda back in 2005. That's, by the way, when my ministry came under attack. And, of course, they played the victim, but we all know they don't have the shield protecting themselves from us. They actually have the spear. And what they do is they pull your hair, they slap your face, and when the cameras get there, they play the victim. Look at the fruit of what they've been doing, folks, for the last 18 years in this country. What has it been about? It's been about the children, just like I said it was about, right? Well, that's all you had to do is ask them, friends, because they were the ones to tell you their slogan. And what is it? Sex before 8, before it's too late. So now you understand what a fascist state is. So if you're going to wonder why now Nike's jumping in on it and Converse is jumping in on it and all the major corporations, friends, it's because they're extorted. It's just like all the corrupt politicians in D.C. This is why you don't see righteousness being established through judgment, friends. But what you see is them continuously turn judgment backwards, and they keep kicking the can down the road. And what they're doing, friends, along with those that are apathetic, they are daring the justice of God, and they are hastening judgment upon this country. It's been said, and is it true? Absolutely. John Adams said, decadence follows luxury. But if you think about it in the natural, friends, I'll explain what I'm talking about here. When you look at a society that accepts sodomy, which God calls an abomination, Leviticus 18:22. And if you can't learn from Jude 1:7, Sodom and Gomorrah, I can't help you. But if you don't want to pay attention to the fact that sodomy and abortion are the two things, when you see them on the horizon, that's the fruit of an end of a nation. This is all purposed. And again, remember, I'm not a gloom and doomer here, friends. This is why I'm telling you that if we want justice, then we're going to have to bring it ourselves lawfully. Because these are the ones that are actually going along with what the government is sponsoring. This is all government sponsored. And I'm about ready to show you that in just a moment. Here's another one. This is a Wyoming criminal Okay, yesterday, if this is the first time joining us, yesterday I had Ben Doerr on from Minnesota Gun Rights, and he was talking about the Republicans and the Democrats, and I try to get this in every show so people might understand that there's no such thing. But I said, you know, it's almost like, and I'll rephrase it from what I said yesterday to make it a little bit clear, when the Republicans are in party, the American people think that they're a government unto themselves, and when the Democrats are in control, they seem to think, the American people do, that they're a government unto themselves. I'm here to tell you that neither one of them are. And what I said to Ben Doerr yesterday on the show is, I said, so when the left, as you call them, the Democrats are in office, do they not put their hand on the Bible swearing to uphold the same laws as those that call themselves Republicans? Then why is there a split when we already know that they're two wings to the same bird? This is that political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. You know it, and I know it. So why do you keep talking according to that narrative that is completely contrived and completely false? Okay? So getting back to the point here, we have a Wyoming leftist, per se. Well, you know, I would talk to someone that's on the right, again, only proving my point that it doesn't exist, because we're a constitutional Republican, we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4. But I would say this, friends, it's interesting that the right, they'll tell you what the left is doing is criminal, but that's all you do is watch the right magnify the crimes of what they call the left, which in fact is the fruit of the right, because it's what they tolerate. That's why I tell you, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. Absolutely not. But when you ask those on the right, as we've been conditioned to be divided America, one nation divided, no, that doesn't work that way. One nation under God and his rule on this earth as it is in heaven, that works, and that's how we're set up as a government institution, friends. But just think about it. Those on the right call them criminals. How come they don't enforce the law against their crimes? Because they're just as guilty. That's what I keep trying to tell the people. When are people going to turn off Fox News and MSNBC? Because they're, folks, they're not diametrically opposed. They're not running antithetical to each other. They're pushing the same agenda. That's all you get from conservatives today, is them highlighting the crimes that they failed to lawfully deal with. Now, I'm saying this. We show you the issues, but we always give you the resolve. And if the American people don't want to do it, then guess what? This is going to continuously bring forth fruit, and that is judgment upon a nation that refuses to obey God. But look at this. Wyoming said representative says she supports murdering people who oppose transgenderism. I'm not making this up. I mean, folks, this is the same guy that has continuously warned you about the guys like Jeffrey Dahmer and six others that are the top murderers in this nation that were sodomites. That's where it starts, friends. It's an absolute perversion. You know where Jeffrey Dahmer, you know where he got all of his victims, friends? From homosexual sodomite bars, which are illegal in the United States of America. Now, just think, Americans, if you enforce the law, we wouldn't have Jeffrey Dahmers and six others as the most notorious serial killers in American history, right? Which were all sodomites. I mean, Americans, quit blaming the right and the left for what you tolerate, because if you're the right, then you wouldn't have either one of them. You'd only have the right. And again, doesn't Scripture tell us that if there's a little leaven in there, you're supposed to purge? Wicked doctrines is what it means, friends. Aren't you the people, the church in America, aren't you the responsible party to purge the whole lump that it might be holy? Yes! And guess what holiness is, friends? It's gratitude. And guess what gratitude is? Gratitude is the mother of holiness. And because we're thankful for the freedoms that have been bestowed upon us through the sacrifice of men in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and Jesus Christ on Calvary, everybody's highlighting Easter right now, but if you paid attention, friends, we're talking about the same Christ that died on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, that washes us from our sins in his own blood, Revelation 1:5. If we're thankful for what he did, we wouldn't tolerate any of this. You want to see gratitude in the natural? Go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Oh my goodness. You want to see gratitude in the natural? And I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 2:14, where Jesus taught in the natural that you might understand in the spirit. Go to the tomb of the unknown. They will tolerate zero offense towards those men that laid down their lives to give us the freedoms that we have. Can you imagine if the church actually practiced what they preached? Christ crucified, which is the pearl of the church. Yeah, my goodness, we wouldn't be here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm broadcasting into 159 cities now. We just got picked up like by 5 radio stations in Kentucky and a potential 427,000 people just on those radio affiliates there in that state. And you can times that. I don't know if that would be accurate or not, but times that, times the 158 other radio stations. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. And again, we just wanted to let you know what's going on here. Please consider supporting us and keeping us out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Also wanted to let you know that if you want to see what our schedule is, we're going to be on the East Coast in about a week and a half here. We're going to be doing some filming over there. We already got our guys from Ohio up in Minnesota, and we're already putting this together for television. This will be the second documentary that we have done. The first one went across America for 42 weeks. It was broadcast. And as well, we're going to be in another state, and I'm not going to tell you the name of that state right now so it's not sabotage, because we know that we're monitored concerning everything that we do. But we're going to be preaching to the senators and the representatives and basically teaching them biblical law. And hopefully this state, which I've seen, is very familiar with some of the stuff that we share, but we're going to be out there in May doing just that. If you'd like to book us for June or July, now is the time to do that. Now is the time to do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. So let's get back to this, because I got to nail this before the end of the show. So we have another said representative in Wyoming. Look at this lunatic. And folks, have you noticed there's a look about every one of these people? You would call it their aura. I call it discernment. I'm a discerner. But there's something wrong with these people. Just listen to what comes out of their wicked hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Look what they're saying. They're telling you what their intents are. Outrageous. Wyoming representative says she'll support murdering people who oppose transgenderism. That should come as no surprise to you due to the fact that these are the same criminals that have illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent of 70 million babies. Why is it that the people, the masses, allow the one or two to commit the crimes and to spread their filth and their murderous tactics? Well, the Lord's not going to put up with it, rest assured. 2 Kings 24, verse 4, and take that to an individual level. You can also read Numbers 35, 33. That is the judgment of God, and it's coming, folks, and it's going to come heavy, because we are going to reap every drop of blood that has been shed at the hands of these criminals that have been tolerated by 325.9 million people in this country. Remember the other day I was highlighting the fact that this is just 3 days ago. Remember AOC? They're all plants, friends. They're plants is what they are. They're controlled operatives. But did you see AOC from New York was caught using burner account, a unanimous account, to incite unhinged trans person to murder conservative people? You see how they do this all at once? It's just like the mainstream media, friends. They just act out accordingly, don't they? Yeah. Whatever, it starts on the East Coast and then it sweeps all the way to the right, to the West Coast, and it's all the same exact narrative. We played that video for you. It happens every day. They're parroting what the teleprompter is telling them to say. It's not about journalism. It's about taking the dictates now and the directives and reporting what they want you to report, not what the facts are. Okay, and Americans, we put ourselves here. I can do a whole show just on the media and the expose, but we've known this since 1917 in this country, believe it or not. I wanted to show this to you really quick. Because the Washington Post, they send me their garbage, and I get 200 to 300 of these every day from all over the country from people I've never subscribed to. But the Washington Post just reported that the Supreme Court, okay, this is how I started off the show, they are not the final arbiter. The Supreme Court is refusing to reinstate West Virginia's transgender athlete ban. Okay. So why wouldn't they want to ban them? Well, folks, remember what Franklin D. Roosevelt said, that crook said in the 30s. He was a crook, right? In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. What am I saying? Hey, folks, have you paid attention to who's on the Supreme Court, who's been appointed to the Supreme Court? Have you been paying attention to the fact that what Scott Lively, the author of the Pink Swastika, had shared with you probably 6 months ago on this show? This is all purposed. He said this is what the Third Reich did under Barack Obama. And it didn't start with Barack Obama, by the way. George W. Bush was doing the same thing, and I have signed documents of him doing it. Okay. During his criminal tenure, and I'm talking about the Bush regime, who was interconnected through Grandpa Prescott Bush to financing illegally Hitler's war. Okay, just so you know, and guess who the head of the CIA was? Was his son, Prescott Bush's son, George Bush Sr. He was the head of the CIA, And what did Truman say about the CIA? It's the American version of the Gestapo. Just so you can understand the interlink here, and the point that I'm making going full circle now is under Barack Obama, he planted over 225 transgenders, as they call themselves, no such thing, and they create all these names at will. Sodomites and lesbians to positions of government. Why? Because it's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Adolf Hitler did the exact things. Why? Because they would take orders. They would take orders. The SS was completely filled with masculine sodomites, homosexuals. And I know a lot of people out there, oh, my son's gay and I just love him. I know, listen, I love him too, but I love him enough to tell him what the Word says. Okay? Tell him what the Word says. Lay the law on him if he's unrepentant. And let the law, by the work of the Holy Ghost, bring about repentance. Right? John 16:8. Okay, so let's get to Lena Kagan really quick. I was talking earlier about Lena Kagan being planted in the courts during the criminal tenure, and a criminal tenure it was and is, Barack Obama, who, when he left office, he went over to Kenya, and then he started blaring to everyone and blabbing to everyone how he was the first Kenyan-born president in America. But remember, during that time, the likes of a Rush Limbaugh and the talking heads on the conservative networks wouldn't even touch it? But it was all true. Just ask him and ask Michael. I'm sorry, Michelle. He called her Michael several times. But this is what I need to get in here really quick, just so you know. Lena Kagan was appointed by Barack Obama. They appointed her and they approved her, the Senate did, in an inconvenient time for the American people to pay attention. They do this all the time, okay? During the holidays, that's when they'll do this kind of stuff. But Lena Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. And Harvard's founding models, for those that didn't know, was for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Did you know that Lena Kagan, who sits on the bench, never judged a case a day in her life? And yet she was confirmed by the Senate? Did you also know that her whole purpose at Harvard College was to queerify Harvard? She also combated against our military. For those that don't know, listen to this. This is very important. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer. Okay, that's another subversive communist organization. But this lawyer's name was William Rubinstein to teach what? Listen carefully. This is Lena Kagan who sits on the bench. To teach queer legal theory, no such thing, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender F, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. Why is this transgender movement, as they call it, going forward? Why is the Supreme Court not taking up this ban in the state of Virginia? Hey, folks, it doesn't matter. You enforce it. You enforce it. Those people are to sit during good behavior, and if they don't, you remove them. Listen to what I just got done telling you, friends. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God. And the Supreme Court is our ruler. No, they are not. No, they are not. Thomas Jefferson said the opinion which gives to judge the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not, not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in their sphere, would take the judiciary a despotic branch. What does it become? Just that. A despotic branch. Folks, what they're doing now is creating out of thin air. That's what they just said. Kagan also hired radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses. No such thing. As well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Folks, you got to expect this is what you're going to get when you allow these people to act in a manner that's foreign to our laws that God has established. And we are commanded by God to establish the right upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26:9.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.